Now, we think about great singing duos and names like the Everly Brothers, Robson and Jerome, the Righteous Brothers, Hall & Oates. They all come to mind. However, we mustn't forget Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. My next guest is touring the UK with a show called The Simon & Garfunkel Story. He joins me on the phone. Good afternoon to Dean Elliott.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, Dean. Now, Dean, before we talk about the show, how long have you actually been an actor?
Oh, cool. Quite a long time, really. I sort of did the sort of Saturday morning drama schools when I was a kid, and I sort of grew up in a household full of music, so I always steered towards the music side of it. And then when I got to, I was very lucky to be accepted into Sir Paul McCartney's school up in Liverpool, Lipper.
Right.
And, I managed to combine the two of music, playing instruments, and of acting as well. So it's lovely to do shows like Buddy the Musical and, of course, the Simon & Garfunkel Story, which is both actor-musician, you know.
That's it. Now, you were in the West End with Buddy, with the Buddy Holly Story, weren't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. I did 2 years at the Duchess Theatre in the West End, and then we took it over to Canada and around Europe, and then to Buddy Holly's hometown in Lubbock, Texas, which was amazing.
Oh, wow, what a response about you got there.
Yeah.
So turning to the production you're now touring with, The Simon & Garfunkel Story, how did this show come about?
Well, it's actually my idea. we were doing Buddy the Musical in London, mm-hmm. and I was sort of, we were kind of playing with our ideas of writing a musical biopic, and I was sort of playing around with it, and I went to my CD collection, and I'm a massive fan of Simon Garfunkel, have been for as long as I can remember, and I have all of their albums, all five of their sort of studio albums, and I thought, wow, this kind of works. And the one thing that really got me was people always ask the same question with Simon and Garfunkel, and that is, oh, are they getting on? Are they friends? Are they not friends? And we thought, wow, that's an interesting question, you know, musical question. And we thought, well, we'll try and, you know, tell their story, try and answer that question. And then when we started putting the show together, we realised that their time as Simon and Garfunkel was during the whole of the 60s, which is obviously a very important time for social and political change, mm-hmm. and some major events happened in the 60s, you know. So we thought, well, let's tell the simple story of two best friends and the highs and lows of that, and then set it among the backdrop of a much bigger story, which is, of course, the 1960s. So we have a huge video production at the back, a full band on stage, a full cast, and we tell the story of the 60s as well as Simon and Garfunkel, and people seem to get behind that, which is great.
Great. Now, so Dean, which role are you playing in the show?
I play Paul Simon.
Right.
We've got a lad called Johnny Smart, who is a phenomenal singer. I don't know if any of your listeners are on Facebook, if they get a chance to just pop and check out the Simon and Garfunkel Story.
Right.
Like every night when he sings Bridge Over Troubled Water, we get standing ovations. And, he's just amazing. He's fresh out of drama school, and I'm very, very lucky to have him on board. And also, he's the only person we could find to perm his hair. So this is exciting news all around.
So when you're singing as Simon and Garfunkel, you're trying to recreate the sound and look a bit like them. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we're very much sound alike. I think people expect that. You know, obviously, we're not two people with a guitar just sort of trying to, you know, sing the songs. We're trying to recreate what they sounded like and how they would perform. And then we narrate the story in between, you know, in a chronological form.
Right. So did you have to get agreement from Simon and Garfunkel to do this show, or are we getting...
Well, we've been in touch with Paul Simon,
yep.
Because Paul Simon, obviously, is the chief songwriter, owns all the rights. He's aware of the show. He is too busy at the moment. I think he's touring with Sting, or maybe he's just finished with Sting.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he was in the papers recently. He got into a bit of trouble. He got arrested. I don't know if you heard that a few weeks ago.
All right.
he did. And nothing too major, nothing too serious. I think it was a domestic situation. But, it wasn't. It didn't put him in a bad light, thankfully. I think at the moment he's a bit too busy sort of looking after his own affairs. But we're hopefully getting him over to see the show. And also we played the Birmingham Alex, which is a 1,700-seater, where Art Garfunkel is playing in September.
Right.
So we've written him a letter and trying to invite him to the show. So hopefully if we can get the okay from one of them or both of them, you know, that would be brilliant. The show's been really well received, and people, you know, the fans are getting behind it, so I would hope they would say something nice about it. I'm sure they would.
So because looking at some of the reviews, the BBC Radio 2 said fantastic, Mike Reed the DJ said wow, you sound uncanny, and I also got, what was it, go on, treat yourself to a fabulous evening, from Victoria Kingston, who's the author of Simon and Garfunkel called the definitive biography. So some good pats on the back.
Yeah, we've been going there. And in the last week, we've had three more reviews, which have all been 5 stars. And do you know what? We put so much heart. This show came out of love. It really did. We loved Simon and Garfunkel. We loved the music. And we wanted to create a West End style show that honoured that. And we've put a lot of hard work in. I mean, you know, a year and a half of like pre-planning. So to have those reviews and to have the stage and BBC Radio 2 and Victoria Kingston, who's the Simon Garfunkel biographer, come and watch it and enjoy it and say nice things about it, really means a lot to us, because I guess hard work pays off, you know?
Well, you're definitely putting the miles in, because tonight you're in Newbury, then it's the Isle of Wight and Paignton, but you're in our area next week. Tuesday the 10th, you're at Crawley at the Hoare Theatre, and then Wednesday the 11th, down there in Guildford at G Live, and the following Wednesday the 18th at the Beck Theatre in Hayes. So if people want more details, that website again they've got to go to is...
It's www.thesimonandgarfunkelstory.com. Or if they're on Facebook, just type in The Simon and Garfunkel Story.
All right, so the website one more time is The Simon and Garfunkel Story, all one word, .com. And if you are interested in getting tickets down there at G Live, as always, Roz comes on the programme here regularly promoting the shows. The box office is 08447701797. 08447701797. Next Wednesday, the 11th of June. Dean, thanks for joining me on the show. All the best with the future productions of this, and we found a particular track we thought, Simon and Garfunkel, you enjoyed the box, so let's start with it.
Wonderful.
Thanks
a lot,
Dean.
Thank you very much. Okay, lovely. Thank you. Radio Wave.